Welcome. You're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, proudly sponsored by BasicBlogTips.com. Coming up, we're going to start your blogging journey today. Whether this is the first time you've listened to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, or if you're a regular listener, thanks so much for joining me today. Now, some of you may have subscribed to my email list, and you can find that by just going to basicblogtips.com/email. And what happens is the very first email that I send out, I tell people, look, I want to hear from you. I want to know what your challenges are, what you're struggling with. And many times I get the same response. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to write about. I don't know how to start my blog. So I'd like to answer that question today or give you some guidance to help you answer that question. I should have put it that way. You really have to answer those questions yourself, but you may not be sure how to get started. So let's do that. Well, the very first thing you need to do, you need to establish some type of a goal or objective for your blog. And here's some popular choices. You may be thinking to yourself, I just want to speak my mind. I have so many things that I have feelings about or I have opinions about, and I just want to get them out there into the blogosphere. Everybody else is doing it, so why shouldn't I? Or you could be someone who just likes to help people, and you can help them in various ways by teaching them how to do things, by organizing things for them, or organizing events or coaching them, or just providing information that is useful information that you know that people are interested in and they like to find it in one place, and you'd like your blog to be the solution for those people. Or you could be doing this as a business and you have a product or a service that you like to promote. Or the other thing is, maybe you want to blog for a cause. You have some charity that you support, or you're involved in some type of a nonprofit effort, and you want your blog to bring attention to that cause. Or then again, maybe you're just experimenting. You're not even really sure you want a blog, but you figure, let's just give it a try. So I think when I started, and a lot of you may have heard this story before, that I started blogging by accident. I actually thought I was signing up for my daughter's blog. Shout out to my daughter, by the way, Nikki. And I thought that I was subscribing because I didn't know much about RSS feeds or anything like that back then. But I really was filling out the form for WordPress.com. And so I was like, oh, I got a blog now? So I had no idea what I was going to blog about. So I was just like you. I understand exactly where you're at because I've been in those same shoes before. Now, for those of you who have already started blogging, maybe your blog is fairly new. You kind of think, you know, you want to blog about, you know, shoes or basketball, or you just want to do movie reviews or talk about some popular TV show or something like that. But you're not really sure, you know. So what I need you to do now is to Stop and take an unbiased look at your blog and say to yourself, if someone came to my blog for the very first time, would they know right away what this blog is about? Maybe, maybe not. There's a couple of ways you can help reach that goal, though. One would be the title or the tagline of your blog. For example, a lot of people, when they first start a blog, just like me, you want to name your blog after yourself. Okay, well, unless you're some type of celebrity or public figure or your name is a household word for some reason, nobody's really looking for you. Except I'm not talking about that stalker, ex-boyfriend or girlfriend of yours, but really nobody's looking for you. So my blog was, you know, Miss Eileen Speaks. That's why I still carry that over to this podcast. But of course, nobody was searching for Miss Eileen Speaks, especially back then. Maybe they are now, but not then. So I had to have a tagline that gave a little bit more definition of what this blog is about. Back then, it was still a little hodgepodge. It was all over the place. And this is a good time for me to stop and say this. It's okay to do the experimenting thing that I was talking about earlier, especially if you're going to use free blogging software like WordPress.com or Blogger. And I actually encourage that because unless you've done a blog before, there's so much to learn. You have to learn the mechanics of how to actually write a blog post and do a little promotion with social media. Maybe you haven't really decided what your focus of your blog is going to be. My tagline originally was something like, I want to talk about music, life, love, and anything else that comes to mind. You know, you can't have a blog that's all over the place like that unless it's just a personal blog. You're doing it for a hobby and you just want to get your voice heard. But if you want to be really successful, get all sorts of traffic to your blog for maybe doing affiliate sales or selling a product or service, or you want something on a more professional level, then you must have a clear goal. And when people come to your blog, they should know exactly what that blog is about. Like, for example, in my evolution, I'll keep using myself because I was really, truly wet behind the ears when I first started. If you come to my blog right now, it's Basic Blog Tips. What do you think my blog is about? Oh, if you're not sure, I have a little tagline there that says, helping you build a better blog. Okay, so there's really not much question when someone comes to my blog, they know it's about blogging. Now, once they get into it, they'll find that I'm talking about YouTube and, you know, traffic and a little SEO, you know. Those are some of the other subheadings, but my primary goal and what I want, the signal that I want to send people who come to my blog for the very first time is, this is a blog about blogging. Okay, so make sure that you have that clear definition of what your blog is about. And in the beginning, if you don't have that, don't worry, it will come. You will sleep and dream about your blog. And that's exactly how it happened for me. As I struggled to migrate from WordPress.com, which was Miss Eileen Speaks, and I kept saying, do I want to make a new blog that's called, you know, EileenSmith.com? You know, and my name is spelled a little differently. It's I-L-E-A-N-E, by the way, for those who don't know. And, you know, do I want to really struggle with that name and trying to brand myself as, you know, Eileen? When I could get a blog that has a URL with keywords in it that thousands and millions of people are searching for. And believe me, there's millions of people searching for the word blog. And that's how it came to me, as I was just had got out a piece of paper and wrote down all these ideas of what should I name this blog. And as I was talking to someone about a different topic, I wasn't even thinking about trying to come up with a blog name at the time. And I actually was on my way to work. That's what it was. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. I was in the car on my way to work. And I'm there thinking, what's this blog going to be about? And I was like, well, it's going to be, you know, like really basic blog tips. And duh, basic blog tips. I could not wait until I got to work to look to see if that domain was taken. And believe me, I was pleasantly surprised and floored even to find out that that domain was available. So sometimes it could just come to you when you least expect it. So don't stress and worry yourself about it. The idea is for you to put that content, that valuable information that you have in your head, to get it down on paper, start the writing process, start to learn all the ins and outs and all the backdoor technical aspects of blogging, how to find the correct images for your blog, and all of these sorts of things. They will all come to you. You can follow blogs like mine. I always link out to valuable resources, because if I didn't explore a topic, one of the blogs that I follow has explored that topic. So I'm always going to point you in the right direction. And there's always, you know, you can always just do a search on Google for blogging tips. Of course, you'll see me there, but, you know, my point is, don't stress over the fact that you don't have everything exactly right. At least you know you're working towards the goal. The goal of having a blog that has nice design and nice layout, is presentable for people, and that has that above the fold. Now, if people don't know what that terminology above the fold means, think of a newspaper. Yeah, remember newspapers? Back in the day, we used to read those, remember? Especially the bigger format ones. And they would be folded in half. And all the important stories and the headlines for the day were above the fold. So think of your blog or your website page the same way. All the really important information should be at the top of the page. And that's called above the fold. Now, if for some reason the way your blog is designed or the theme that you're using, you don't have your title of your blog in the header, and you don't have that clear definition of what your blog is in the header, then it should definitely be on the sidebar, either on the right-hand side or left-hand side. It does not matter. It's just your preference, because remember, this is your blog and you are doing your thing. But you should have something there, preferably a picture. I mean, logos are nice and all that, but people want to read blogs that are written by people. So if you could have a picture, a headshot, a nice headshot of yourself, if you're, you know, very, very paranoid about putting your picture there, then get a cartoon drawing of yourself that, you know, is still something that people can connect with, without being just totally like a cartoon. You don't want it to be like an animal or something like that, unless your blog is about animals. So then you would use that on the sidebar. So that's the other way. And there is a last option that you can use to convey the sentiment of your blog. And this is really optional. And as a last resort, if your design just dictates that you just can't put it, cram everything onto the page because you don't want everything crammed onto the page, you can use your about page. And like I said, that is my last resort option. You know, probably that would be more for somebody who's selling products and services where you want to say, these are our products, and you want all that stuff on the front page of your blog. And then on the about page, you could have a little bit more of a description just so that people could be sure they're in the right place. Okay. Well, that's it for getting started on your blogging journey. I think this is going to be really fun, exciting experience for you. I know it has been for me. I never regret it for 1 minute that I made that accident, not knowing the difference between an RSS subscription or how to sign up for a blog. Don't laugh at me, people. Because you're in that boat now, right? So it's really fun. It's really enjoyable. And I wish you all the best. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey, this is Eileen from BasicBlogTips.com. And thanks so much for listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. We'll talk more about blogging on the next episode. Take care for now. Peace.